Hello, welcome to the big show on this fine fireworks evening, bonfire night, Guy Fawkes night, when we celebrate the fact that someone didn't blow up the Houses of Parliament. Okay. And they got caught. Fifth of November, yeah. There is a few fireworks going off around here that are actually pretty loud, actually. So if they come out on the audio, don't worry, I haven't fallen over. I'm fine. I'm old and infirm, but I'm okay. Joining me, fantastic panel tonight. Atlee's slung his hook at the last minute, as usual. Wanker. I'm only doing that in case he's listening. Starts off, Mr. Grant. How you do? Have you turned your office into where you live now? You've got a kettle there and a little biscuit tin and...
Yeah, absolutely. My office is now... we're now devolving our office from being a proper building somewhere with a company name on it, but we're all working from our offices. So I'm here. This is my workplace. You see before me my workplace.
Excellent.
So I have got all the mod cons because we've converted a double garage that lives down the garden. So Kate works over there. I sit here. All is really good.
Perfect.
Teach me classes and everything.
You won't be doing any training courses for a while then yet?
No, I've not stopped.
Really?
All my training's done virtual now.
Oh, online.
I sit here, I've got a webcam, I've got Zoom, and various apps that people have told me about to use my iPad to draw me diagrams and talk.
Do you do your expensive training courses with the kettle in shot then?
Absolutely.
Balls, that is. That is balls.
Yeah. Absolutely, man. I do keep toying with the idea of getting a green screen.
1900 quid a day, and he's still got his kettle in shot. Yeah, that's stuck in the pit.
It's lovely, I tell you. Yeah, not that much. We're not that dear.
Oh, good lad. All right.
We're not that dear.
Next to him, the man who saved our bacon last week, Jeffrey.
Ewan, I'm turning the tables for just a second. How are you today?
Hey, I'm all right, mate. I'm okay. I've had better days, as Muller will tell you. It's not been the best. I had a go at building a computer. Didn't do very well with it. Got lost. Damaged a part.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I've had better days. Moving on. I wish you hadn't asked me now, actually.
Oh, sorry. Well, then how about if I change it to, it is so awesome to see you.
And you too,
I'm
mate.
I'm really glad you're
well
here.
Done last week for getting the show out. I know you had trouble with the live, but... I think that's a DNS issue. That's the way you can't use the live server. Correct.
Yeah. Well, at least we had recordings that you can do with as you please.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. Fantastic job. Well done.
Well, thanks.
How are you doing out there? Have you had snow? I take it.
We did, but that's all gone now.
All right.
And. It is right now. It is 20. Oh, by the way, I am working very hard to make sure that I never say temperatures in Fahrenheit. So
that's good.
So 20 real temperature, and a lot of that smoke is gone, so we actually can see the sky again, and I can open my windows. It's a very pleasant change from the nature apocalypse that we'd been experiencing.
People make too much of this kind of imperial versus metric stuff. I still can't measure my penis in centimeters, so it just doesn't work.
Sounds bigger though. There's more numbers.
Yeah, I know, but it doesn't work for me.
Well, just wood. I hadn't thought about that, but same.
Yeah, just do it in inches. It's easy. Talking to metric. Hello, Mrs. Patrice is here. How you doing?
Hi. I was just kind of wondering whether you measure it in wood, like stone. It's like one wood, six wood, whatever.
No, that's the angles measured in wood, isn't it?
Okay.
The droop, okay. Or lack of. Are you well?
Yeah, doing good. I it's been an interesting week with the election and everything else going on.
That's an understatement.
Still recovering from that. Yeah, I took Wednesday off. Basically, spent Tuesday night like on a I think 9-hour Zoom call with a bunch of Democrats in Austria. And it was fun.
I'm still gobsmacked that America can send a signal to a 30-year-old spacecraft and get a reply this week, but can't elect a president.
Well, I mean, it was kind of expected.
We're a complicated country.
Yes.
Oh, very mate. So. It won't get complicated in a couple of weeks when you're out in the streets with your guns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very happy about Arizona so far. I hope it stays that way. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, am I right? And we're not doing this week in politics because we don't do politics. No. But I'm just wanting to understand, because if Biden wins Arizona, doesn't that make it 2-6-4? He's still six short.
Yes, he would still need Nevada, which is looking relatively good.
Nevada's nearly there, yeah.
Just looking promising. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Nevada would be the safer bet. Arizona is still like kind of up in the air. As we speak, and I mean, when you post this, it's probably all done and dusted anyway.
What are you saying, like? Are you saying I'm shit at posting?
Right. No, it just, I mean, no, it just takes a couple of days, and hopefully by then everything will be
posted. I've posted four podcasts yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
Two, mate.
I saw that.
You're on a roll.
You're very good.
Well, no, two of them were 2 weeks old, so. not really a good effort. To those people that are getting sick and tired of the fact that I don't post regularly, I'm sorry. I just things get away from me, and then I forget, and then I'm like, oh no, and then I haven't got time, and then and before you know it, a week's gone. I do apologize. I do my very best. I'm not getting paid for this. Tony Carr gets paid. The week in tech, then. So who's got the big story of the week? Who's going to set us off in the chat room with? Ian, that's been good, Grant.
Yes.
Oh, mate.
I can't not. I looked for something slightly more serious than something, but because jetpacks. Look at the set. If you're interested, look at that second link, because there's a video. I saw this a few weeks ago, and then it popped up on my news feed today. That I just think it's brilliant. It's a chap, a guy called Richard Browning. He's a UK inventor. I mean, he's got rich history in his family of aviation. I think one of his uncles was part of the Westmoreland Helicopters Company. So there's already things there. He spent time in the US, in the Royal Marines. And so this guy decided he wanted to design a thing for his jetpack. It's not like the jetpack from like the Bond movies or whatever, where you sort of climb into it. But these are things that sit on your arms, and you then fire them off, and then you float. I mean, it really is. Man becomes Icarus. It's fantastic. I love it. We were supposed to have had these years ago, but this is a fabulous thing.
Now, there is a video of him flying out from a ship, round another ship, and then back in and landing on the hover deck.
The guy that helped Adam Savage build his Iron Man suit that actually flies?
Could be.
There's a nice video of him doing some stuff with our with
on your arms.
Mountain Rescue guys.
Yeah, what they're suggesting is that maybe one day a Mountain Rescue guy can go up the mountain and rescue someone and give them first aid really quickly using this stuff, while the rest of them hike up slowly.
Yeah, I mean, they're saying you could carry a defibrillator and emergency first aid kit and all sorts of things and pain relief and stuff that he needed to keep the patient comfortable while the rest of the crew got there. And then one guy flying up. I mean, it's mad. It's fantastic madness.
Well, but it works, though. And I mean, I'd say
if you watch the little Gravity Industry, the second link's little video, that makes it all seem very, very real. You know, as in properly viable technology, not just someone on a bit of string floating up and down a bit and showing you they can do it. This is proper working technology as he wends his way up the mountainside.
Yeah, no, it's the thing that I've always, when I watch this, I've been quite impressed at how passive his bottom half is. So his legs don't seem to do a great deal. I thought they'd be a bit more pendulum, but they're not. And also what's interesting is the fact that if you think about it, he's effectively, you know, like you go up on a chinning bar and you do dips.
Yes.
And he's effectively holding himself up on that. So the strength in his shoulders must be immense.
Yeah, I was thinking that's some serious upper body strength.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, of course. It is like pulling yourself up on a chinning bar, isn't it? And then holding yourself there with your shoulders, isn't it?
Yeah, on parallel bars and just holding yourself.
On parallel
yourself
bars, yes, it is, isn't it? Now, that does take some work.
I think that's bloody brilliant. I love that. And I say there is a video of him flying out to flying out around a ship and back in again. Put it in and see what comes up. Do you remember Jetpack, the program program on Sinclair Spectrum?
Yes.
Yeah, Jetpack was absolutely brilliant.
Was that Jet Set Willy?
No, Jet Set Willy was different. Jetpack was one where you actually went round and you had to pick up sections of your jetpack.
Oh, I think I do remember that one. And
stuff like that, yeah. World's only jetpack flies at the Red Bull Air Races. Here we go.
Is he the guy who was flying around the, what was it, LA airport? There was a report recently that like there was someone in a jetpack flying around.
Yeah, I read a thing about that where the company that's in the area that makes jetpacks says there's no way that it was actually a person in a jetpack because for the altitude that they achieved, they would have died because they would have run out of fuel and then just fallen to the ground. And no one ever saw a parachute, so...
Yeah. I don't know if this guy's got a parachute, has he?
Interesting.
Oh, this is the old style jetpack. This isn't...
This isn't him.
This is the jetpack that they had at the Super Bowl in the 70s.
And this is the one they had in the Bond movies as well.
Yeah, no, that's not
that
it.
That one's like a contraption you strap yourself into. You almost sit in it and then you fire it up and off you go. I don't think it's anywhere near as controllable as... Well, it sounds like those might be. And there's the other one there, Christophe Dubois. That's the other one as well.
Is he the flying wing?
Yes.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
That's the other guy. There's all sorts of lunatic things. There's some shots. If you click on a link for him, you'll see him basically sat alongside a couple of jet planes. 5 meters in line with them. You think, that's completely crazy.
Yeah, and then he deploys a parachute to land, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Richard Browning. Google.
Yeah.
I'm going to find the picture, the one of him floating out to the ship. That's real.
There's one for setting a new flight speed record.
I kind of imagine that those jetpacks are hard to control. I don't know why.
That would I could not possibly do that. I think I would shit myself all kinds of ways. It just looks sort of thing that there's only death in that for me.
Yeah, I just remember
like a marvel at the wonder of it.
there are those like I don't know where I've seen them. Like somewhere in the ocean, where you can basically like you strap like a. Kind of a water jetpack.
There you go.
On your back. Wow. Like a water, like it's a water stream basically, and it's like for fun. And then you like they try to stay upright, and it is very difficult to even take off really.
Just interesting. This guy's doing like ship to ship transfer. He's just gone straight up to one of the boats and landed on the nose whilst flying backwards. And he's doing it here. He's landing on a boat whilst flying backwards.
That is very difficult.
Really? Have you done that then?
No. Yeah, and you have to match like course and speed and everything.
Oh, yeah, I found it now.
Is this the one? Yeah, this is the one. Look at that. Not even got a helmet on.
As Gravity High Man meets the Royal Marines.
Yeah, I just dropped a link into the chat room of the first test flight of Adam Savage's Iron Man suit flying. And it is the same company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going a fair old rate, isn't he?
Mm.
Yeah, this isn't. Yeah. This might be the one I'm thinking of, but there was he had a GoPro on the one I saw, where he does this and he comes in and lands on the back. I'm sure that's the same flight, but
this has been a Marine. He does end up. He gets a bit more exposure by getting into the military to do stuff without making it too difficult.
Just straight into the boat, flying away in the boat. That's so cool.
Mm.
Yeah, I want a tethered go. Yeah, just so I can only get
Yeah, that's what that would. That's where that was the that article there. I think it's something at Goodwood or whatever. But you could have a tether. They'd link you up so you don't disappear off into the well blue yonder kind of thing, and you could have a go at being a bit weightless. Sounds cool.
I mean, this is great podcasting, by the way.
We're
watching videos.
Well, no, we're describing what we're seeing a little bit as well. Yeah, no, it's fine. If you're on audio, oh well.
head over to britishtechnet.com/chat and click on the link.
The thing is, though, this is like a flying car thing, isn't it? Because everyone was promising about the flying car would be here, in 20 years' time in the 1970s, everyone would be flying a flying car. And lo and behold, look, we aren't. And everyone's going to say, well, you can have one of these in 20 years' time, but actually, no, you're not.
We were promised that we'd have jetpacks by now.
Oh, yeah, completely.
Anyhow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
Richard.
Jetpacks, laser guns, flying cars.
Richard, it's all bollocks. Back it in.
Planet-to-planet space flight should be here by now. We should have had all that by now.
Yeah, where's our permanent moon base?
Yeah. All these things.
2024.
I mean, Space 1999, there was one.
2024.
There was, but then September 23rd, is that breakaway day? So we would have lost the moon by now.
Mm.
So the fact we are going back to the moon, though.
Yeah, very slowly.
No. There's we're going back to the moon in 2024, and there's a NASA video. NASA are pretty good at not saying stuff they don't intend to do. That's you know, like Elon Musk does that, but they've got a video that says, "Here's we're going back to the moon in 2024, and here's how we're going to do it."
That seems like a really fast time schedule to me.
They reckon we'll have a man on the moon in 2024.
That'd be
best. I hope so, because I don't want to be dead when we get.
Oh yeah, that'd be dead good. Yeah, that's. Yeah. I'd like to see it. I mean, I'm just a tiny bit too young to have seen sort of moon landings and things.
Mm.
And I would have, and that's the kind of thing I'd like to see that in my lifetime, people walking on the moon.
Yeah, no, I want
to see. That's going to be so cool.
Oh, I want to see it, though. It's definitely something that's important to me.
Oh, yeah.
But 2024 is, unlikely at this point.
No, it's not. They made a video last year when it was announced.
I mean, you know how things go with.
Well, they made a video when it was mandated.
Yeah,
that they were going to the moon by 2024.
Yeah, I mean, the reason 2024 was picked.
Shut up, you bloody cynics!
Relatively obvious.
Stop pissing on me parade. I'm enjoying it. I want a jetpack, and I want to go back to the sodding moon.
Okay, this 2024, we're on the moon. It's going to be awesome.
And I want commercial trips I can afford to go myself.
that would be
awesome.
Before I die.
Yeah.
And I probably haven't got long left.
This decade is looking better for that.
We're sat in the middle of a pandemic that's now 10 months old, 11 months old, and we're this decade's looking better.
Well, if there's a possibility we can leave the planet, then this decade is looking better.
Looking better and better.
Yeah, but there's no oxygen off this planet. That's the only problem. They do reckon, didn't they? Didn't they think a thing where they think they found water on the moon, and it's not only in the ice, in the shadows.
Yes,
that was last week, wasn't
this
it?
This week.
Yeah, they made an announcement.
Mm-hmm.
So they think they found water on the moon, and it's not, and it's recoverable, and it's not in the ice that would be in deep canyons. So if you watched For All Mankind. Then you know that they found water in like a deep, deep shaft of a crater, and they've mined it out of that because it's constantly in shadow and it's frozen, so they can bring it up and they can live off it. But NASA is saying that they think there's an abundance of water on the moon.
Now the trick is, can they
harvest it feasibly?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I haven't been back to the moon since.
That's an interesting thing, though. I mean, now that they know that, now that they have the science to prove, okay, there is H2O in the moon dust. It's something that companies and like universities and so on here can figure out.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably not too difficult.
No. So, NASA, right? Get on with it, mate. I want to see moon landings in 2024, 2025. I got to cut you a year slack, but I definitely want to see moon landings, and I want to see commercial space flight that I can afford. Please, before I die. I don't care if I die doing it. That'd be fine. I'm with Elon. I want to die on the moon.
Oh.
Have your remains sent on the moon if you want, probably.
That might be easier.
Oh, if they set up a penal colony, I could become a super bandit. I could go and be live my days out at Lunar Max.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've said that, there's going to be some blokes in black suits at the front door now.
Uh-huh, yep.
Taking to the dark side where the Nazis are.
Free crime.
Are the Nazis definitely up there then?
Yeah, they're on the dark side.
Yeah.
Did you see that movie?
What was that film? There was a really fantastically fun, silly film made for about £3 that someone made a few years ago that did well on DVD and streaming. Dark Skies?
Iron Eagle?
Dark Skies sounds.
Was it Dark Skies or something
like that? Dark Skies sounds about right.
I can't remember. There was I do remember the movie where the Nazis had
not that one.
What was not practically a steampunk spaceship and colony on the dark side of the moon.
Yeah, most of those films are usually just a bit of
Iron Sky. If you haven't seen it, see it. It's utter silly rubbish, but it's thoroughly enjoyable.
Heavy on the rubbish.
Let's be careful. It is a crap film.
And it is a crap film, but there's a goodness in a crap film. There's joy to be had in shite. There's just bad and shite movie. There really is.
There's an excuse for a girl with rather large pneumatic breasts to be in a tight white shirt at the start of it and speak in a very bad German accent. So, it's verging on softcore pornography, I would say.
Well, he had a breeding program and everything, I seem to remember. Yes, it is completely.
Oh, yeah, of course, as well. Muller's put in the chat room that Elon Musk passed his Martian laws, didn't he? Mars can't be held by a government. It can only be run by a consensus of social democracy. It's good.
That's Elon.
Well, no, Elon's got to get there first. If he gets there first, then he claims it in the name of Elon, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
But I can't see governments allowing that somehow.
Oh, no, of course
not. Are we going to fight a war over the moon for the helium 3 on it, or a war over Mars? It's got to be done, isn't it?
Probably both.
You know we're going to. We just need to find it. See, that's the problem at the moment. It's a US presidential election. We just want an excuse to fight. And Mr. Trump is saying, fight everyone because they stole the election from us. Whether he did or didn't, doesn't matter. Just an excuse to fight. Just what the world does not need.
Yep.
US feds have seized nearly $1 billion in Bitcoin from a wallet linked to the Silk Road.
Yeah, so that was a very interesting story that happened in the US, and it's not the election. About a billion, Bitcoin wallets are public, so anybody can see them. You don't know who owns what, but you can see the transactions. And all of a sudden, about a billion moved from one place to another. And nobody knew why, what was happening. And then this story came out. The U.S. government, we knew that Silk Road had been shut down by the government and everything happening. Or I should say not really the government, it was the Justice Department, which is their job.
Silk Road is the most notorious online criminal marketplace of the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's...
And now it's $1 billion later.
It was Robert Aldrich's money. Aldrich, the guy, the original founder, they reckon it was his.
Allegedly. I think it was mostly money they traded with.
There's an article from The Guardian here that chuck in the chat that goes along with it. Yeah, that's sort of following on with the same theme.
Yeah, it's still very, very interesting. How much money is that? $1 billion.
That's like
$1 billion.
$1 billion.
But what are they going to do with it? Because they're not going to convert it into currency.
No, that's a good question. What does the government do with it?
If they try and sell it, if they try and sell the Bitcoin and convert that into currency, that'll just devalue Bitcoin.
I don't know
about
that.
Much of it. Yeah, it will. It definitely will. The quantity of the quantity of commodity on a market devalues it. So if you're chucking a billion Bitcoin out there to liquidate it into cash, you're not going to get a billion back because you're going to down the price of Bitcoin in the markets. So there's nothing they can actually do with it. The second that there's a hint that they're releasing it onto a viable marketplace for sale, they'll take flak for it. So it's not out. They haven't seized anything. They've taken it out of someone's wallet, but they haven't put it in their own.
Well, I mean, they have put it in their own. They're just
well, doing it. No, because it's valueless. It's like me stealing a piece of paper from someone else's office and I've stolen their company. I haven't.
Yeah, I mean,
it's monopoly money, isn't it? It's just literally pretend money that as long as you again, if it's a value to you, then there's value in it. If you see what I mean.
But, I mean, does the government even care? I mean, they don't care too much about Bitcoin in general.
Well, they do if they're
And then, I mean, how is that different to, like, taking a billion from some rich guy because he, I don't know, did something?
Because you actually take a billion in cash or a billion in assets that you liquidate?
No, not necessarily. It can be a billion on a bank, like in a bank account. That's virtual cash. There's no real... Yeah, but
you can draw those funds because they're backed by currency.
What does the government do with that?
But you can draw those funds because they're backed by currency. By gold currency. You can't do it anymore. Yeah, they are. But they're real funds in a bank. You can draw funds from a bank. The bank will yield the funds to you. But with Bitcoin, there's no way that anyone can get it because it's not a backed currency. There is nothing there for them to take.
You can't pay the bearer on demand, can you? Because there is no bank with the gold in it.
Yeah, but that's true for the dollar as well. Like that is like long gone. Those days, like these days, it's all.
No, I hang on.
It's ones and zeros.
No, ones and zeros.
Whether it's a dollar or whether it's
steady on. I mean, but let's not say it's a bygone era because there is a sum of gold. Whether the sum of gold equals the sum of currency, no, it doesn't. I agree with you there. But there is a backed currency, nonetheless, and it's backed by federal bond. If not with actual gold.
It's mostly backed by trust.
The gold standard
was abandoned a long, long, long time ago. Like the amount of money these days, I know that.
I know that, but what I'm saying is, the government has to bond its own currency. It has to be liable for its own currency.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. As I said, like, I don't see the big difference in Bitcoin there. Because as I said, they can take a billion out of someone's virtual bank account, or they can take a billion in
No, they can't, because the Bitcoin, they can't do anything with it.
Well, they can. Sure, they can. They can sell it back on the market if they want to. I mean, yeah, it's going to devalue it, but does the government care about that? Well, especially if it's Bitcoin? I don't think so.
Yeah, they'd probably enjoy watching a massive devaluation of Bitcoin.
Oh, totally.
And would you buy some as an investment then?
I would never buy cryptocurrency as an investment.
It's not an investment.
If it's devalued and it gets down to, because it'll go back up, won't it? What's a Bitcoin these days? $10,000?
I think more than that.
Even better.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. 12,707. Oh, that's euros, sorry.
That's about the same thing. Not a million miles off.
No.
Yeah, so about $10,000.
$15,000.
Euro's doing well against the dollar then.
Mm.
Nice.
Yes.
Because you've got presidents in your countries.
unlike us.
we're just going to call this digs about presidents.
Or the lack thereof.
Or lack thereof, yeah.
Or lack thereof, yeah.
Dig at the
Seems
president.
Seems totally fair lack. To me.
Yep.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's funny that they've taken it, but I can't see that it's going to give them anything viable other than it's a drug win. Mm-hmm. We got all of this cocaine and we set fire to it. It's at that level of benefit.
Yeah, totally. No, absolutely. As I said, I don't think they care.
No.
But it's, as I said, it was definitely an interesting story that, like, it just disappeared and nobody knew where it was going.
Yeah, one of the Guardian report seems to think someone's kind of has brute forced the password of the wallet itself, because that's not difficult, because that's a much more simpler password. If you're trying to break into the wallet from another level, from what I was reading, that takes much more work.
It was nine.
The private key is easier to break than the. I guess in the private key of a Bitcoin wallet, it's functionally impossible. It would take more times than the age of the universe to get there. But if the wallet file leaks, getting the password to get inside the private key is much simpler, and you can brute force that. So I guess that's what's happened.
Or someone said the password.
The password was 987654321
No, it was MAGA 2020.
Password 1234.
They substituted the three. They substituted the three for an E.
Oh yes.
That's what kept him going another week. Yeah, interesting story, mate. Interesting story. Right. Jeff, you got a story for us, mate?
Of course. Mine goes down the creepy path, but in an interesting way. So the Disney Research Lab, they have been working on a lot on robotics, and they have developed a robot. It's a proof of concept that mimics human eye movement. So the idea is that you can create a robot that, unlike this one, which would have some sort of skin on it, you can have a robot that simulates emotion much better than anything that's available today. So the ultimate goal of this is pretty cool, but the state of it right now is really freaking creepy.
Oh my, because this is horrible.
You've got this robot that doesn't have any skin on it, and so you have these eyes and the teeth, and but once you get past that part and you can just like really focus on the technology, it's absolutely fascinating what they're doing. Like they have this robot doing the involuntary eye movements that humans do. Of course, that's simulated, but still, the fact that they can make this robot appear to blink the way we do involuntarily, the way the eyes will kind of bounce around and move around a little bit, the way our eyes involuntarily move, it's absolutely fascinating.
Oh, man, the way this thing stares out from under those lids is disgustingly eerie.
Mm-hmm. Reminds me of that. It is
brutal, cold, staring dead eyes. It's Mike out of Breaking Bad. You know the guy with the bald head who's just got that cold, dead-eyed stare.
Yeah,
the kind of cleaner and fixer-upper guy. Oh, look at that. That look there, where it just shut up and looked under its eyelids. Holy crap.
I know. I'm probably going to have bad dreams about this.
Can you imagine, right, if you took these eyes and stuck them on the front of a Boston Dynamics dog? I would shit myself.
Oh, my God.
If that thing trotted towards me with a cold, dead stare under those eyelids, you would absolutely brick it out.
Yeah, those eyes, and add in the teeth without any form of mouth around it.
Well, imagine, because the Boston Dynamics one would be a canine as well, wouldn't it? So it'd have big canine fangs. Just looking at you like that with cold, dead eyes.
It reminds me of those. Have you seen the Gunther Van, what's his name? Let me get back to the pages. I can't remember the name of the guy. Gunther von Harden.
Oh, the one where he strips the skin off people. Yes. The doctor,
and then an injection of plastic and builds these. It reminds me of that. And those are quite eerie things to look at.
Yeah, but at least you know that they're the human form, and you know, striations of your muscles and stuff. And he did a TV series on Channel 4 where he took cadavers that had been left to medical science, and there was one woman that had been left. She wasn't very old, I don't think, when she died. But he took her tongue and he basically cut all the way down through a digestive system through to her anus and spread it out across the stage. And it was just like all of this intestine right the way through to the tip of her tongue. And it was 38, 39 feet of digestive system all the way up to her anus. Just like, good God, that's impressive. To take it all out in one piece and not, you know, oh, shit, I've slipped. Well, just imagine it would be joined here. You know, that kind of stuff was really, really cool. Yeah, he's like a bit spooky.
Old school. It's like the old school anatomists of the 18th century in a way.
Yeah. No, I like that. I think that's well, it is weird. It's a bit Mimo, isn't it? That's kind of scary.
Yeah, this is definitely Uncanny Valley territory.
Yes.
What are Disney going to do with that technology? The video doesn't really show.
Disney is the master of animatronics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they do amazing things where the animatronics appear very lifelike, but they're still animatronics. So my guess is that a lot of this technology is going to go into making animatronics that appear so real that they jump back out of Uncanny Valley.
But you're saying there's like
it's the future of Disney theme park.
Disney are going to open a Westworld, yeah.
Yes.
So my shopping list has gone from
Disney's Westworld.
My shopping's gone from I want to see a man on the moon and I want to, or a woman, and I want to see and I want to see myself be able to travel in space commercially at an affordable rate to those two, and now I want a Westworld puppet that I can have sex with.
You in real already life, can.
Who stares at me like they want to kill me afterwards.
Yeah, you already can. Those exist.
Oh, Disney's Black Widow Park. Yes, we've got loads of robots you can have sex with, but they'll kill you afterwards. And don't have a staring don't have a staring competition with them, because you're definitely screwed then. Oh, mate. That's not good.
Yeah. Do you need links to the sex robots? Because I can get those for you real quick.
Yeah. I'm always up for a sex robot link. You know me. Oh, mate. Are you actually putting a link in? I thought you were being facetious. So you've actually got a link
here to we go.
Sex robots.
I've got a YouTube video for you.
Can I show it or not? Well, I suppose it's on YouTube, so yeah, I can.
Oh, yeah, it's an ABC News thing. Katie Couric is going in to check out sex robots.
Katie Couric.
Yeah.
I've been doing this for a long time.
Sex robot with artificial intelligence, $20,000. So, I mean, not only can you have sex with the robot,
but it learns over 7 years.
It can react more like a human.
And it learns over 7 years that actually it dislikes you and it takes all your money.
Yeah, and leaves you with Bitcoin, but no password.
Yeah, it looks like the girl out of the weird film with Oscar Isaacs.
Yes, I was thinking that.
What's it called? Something Mecca. 10 minutes with you feels like an eternity because you're boring.
And have your own Scarlett Johansson. Jesus.
There's not many that have looked like they've got realistic anatomies here. They're all fairly pneumatic models.
Yes. But hey, you got to start somewhere.
I love the fact that they've blurred out their bums. They're only pieces of plastic.
Oh my God, that's funny. They did.
It's no worse than a mannequin's dummy. And they've greyed out all of the nipples. They're pieces of plastic.
You know, if they're going to gray out the nipples on these, then they better start doing the same on Barbie dolls.
There's blue. Someone's got a bit of a fetish there because the one on the left looked like a bloke.
Some very strange stuff right there.
That's got double, yeah, that looks like a bloke's face. Not maybe they do a...
Yeah, they do male versions also.
Right. They do Kind and Insecure. Why would you spend $20,000 in an insecure robot?
There's a fetish for everyone.
Yeah, no, you just come home one night and it's stuck under the stairs and you're like, what's happened? What's up? Well, the doorbell rang. I didn't know. I felt inferior to the doorbell, so I went and hid under the stairs. Harmony learns.
So I'm assuming Mueller's already put his order in.
If you'd like to see the links to any of these, then go to britishtechnetwork.com/chat. Navigate to the 5th of November. Remember the 5th of November, and all the links to Jeff's sex toys will be in there.
Every single one.
Both of them. Yeah, no. I'm not parting with $20,000 for an erotic robot. Not happening.
Can you imagine partway through getting it on with the robot and it tells you that it has to stop for a firmware upgrade?
And of course you will always get, I'm sorry, Dave, you cannot do that. In a 2001-esque.
I can't let you do that. Yeah, no, that's when you're trying to dock in the wrong port. This podcast and all the others is brought to you by TS. We always do the dirty stuff before the sponsors reads. This podcast and all this is supported by a couple of great firms that really look after us. TSO Host. A few of you have done this as well. So please make sure you do whatever you're doing the next week. Please get out on the socials and thank @TSO Host for supporting @BritishTech. That little tweet makes a massive difference to us. Because that's all they want out of us. They want brand recognition. They want you guys thanking us for support. That is it. Nothing else. If you want to buy their stuff, 20% off, you can get BTN20 and 20% will come off all your hosting services. That's fine. But all you've got to do as a BTN listener is get out on the socials and say thanks to them for looking after us. And they'll keep looking after us. We'll keep all this crap around. We've whittled down some of the old shows now because no one was listening to them anyway. We've kept a couple of the classics up. Righty is potentially going to do a classics feed, so we'll get some of the BTN episodes that are real humdingers, and we'll get those put back out on the classics feed, and you can listen to the Week in Tech from 2012 or 2010 or whatever. We're going to keep a 6-week rotation on these now, so after 6 weeks, the shows are going to start dropping off the feeds, because we've just got so much shit on the server. That no one's watching. It's good shit. Shit we made, but it's just not fabulous. Thanks, TSO Hosts. We would be lost without you. Please keep supporting us. Do it. Thank you. Cool. And IMN Max. They are amazing. What a firm. They will take anything with an Apple logo and they will fix it. If you've got saying, well, I got nothing that I want fixing, I've just got old tech. Well, that's fine. You can ring them up, tell them what you've got. They'll send you a UPS label. You bag it all up for them, and they'll give you a spare parts sum of money that you can use, and it's cash in your bank account. It's not like a credit note or something like that. Mueller has given them his old watch, and they are going to fix that, and then the proceeds are going to go to charity. So well done, Mueller, and well done, IMN Max. And we had a bit of an issue today with one of the components that I'd not mounted a CPU properly on the board before I shut it down. So I bent a couple of the pins and I made a quick call to Callum. Callum, you know your magnifying super x-ray thing, yeah? Could you straighten a couple of pins on a processor for me? Yeah, bring it up. So he brought, I took it up there and he did it while I waited. Straightened the pins that I crimped.
So, that is just awesome.
They are IMN Max is just an unbelievable firm. Great bunch of guys and girl, Fran, who looks after everyone who's got anything. They do data recovery as well if you're screwed up there, and refurbished Macs as well, so you can buy old Macs or stuff for the kids to use for college or that kind of thing. Not out-of-date stuff. You know, it's going to 2015, 2016, 2017, refurb, new hard drive, new that kind of stuff, and then they'll keep going. So yeah, anything with an Apple logo, give them a call and they will. Time for the cool thing. Mr. Grant, would you like to start?
Yes, there's a link. My thing is, I'll hold it up for the video, a Logitech K380 wireless keyboard. It's a brilliant little keyboard. I keep sort of moving around. I've tried many different things and this has turned out to be one of the best buys. Surprisingly, little round keys are really good to type on. I compare it to my iPad. I compare it to my laptop. I compare it to my desktop and I can switch between them, all keeping the same keyboard. It's 37 quid, but it's by far the best of these things I've tried. And it knocks spots off the Apple ones. And the keyboard layout's nearly right as well.
Is it laid out for the at symbol is on the two or the at symbols on the comma?
At symbols on the comma, and you can have it on the two if you wish it.
Yeah.
So it's a proper, it was driving me mental. I kept trying to find ways of changing it, driving me mental on the other one. So now I've got this and it's very, very nice. And it works with Windows as it works with Mac OS as it works with iOS. And it works with Chrome according to that. And I think you could pair it up to your telly if you wanted to. And if it's got an inbuilt Android type thing and you could control your TV with it too. So it's a brilliant little keyboard, highly recommended. But then again, that's all of Logitech stuff, generally speaking. Never had a bad thing yet from them. Generally good gear.
30 quid on Amazon. Yep. Just to say as well, if you'd like to help another charity that's here in Birmingham, there's a charity that I support very heavily, which is Free at Last, and they look after underprivileged kids in Neechels, and they're suffering pretty badly at the moment because the centre that they've got for them where they can go and let out some of their steam, play a game of pool, talk to their mates in a safe environment, that's shut down because they can't go in because of lockdown. So it's a really tough time for them at the moment. If you go to smile.amazon.com.co.uk and you search for them as your charity, select them as your charity, then every time you buy something from Amazon, you don't pay a penny more, but they get a proportion of the sale that goes to them for much needed charity work. They're a great, great charity. They're one of the few charities that I've supported over the years where I feel like every penny I give goes to the rock face. Like it's not being eaten up in some crap and bureaucratic idiocy that goes on and the chief execs pay. They're brilliant, really well worth it. Please do that if you can. Jeffrey, you've got something.
I do. My thing is this little RAV Power USB-A and USB-C combo charger. And nice and small. It is not a GAN charger, but still pretty small. And it does 18 watts on the USB-C and 12 watts on the USB-A. And you can use both of the ports at the same time because it can handle the full 30 watts that it needs to output to do both ports. And nice and small, so I can charge my iPad and my iPhone at the same time. And if we ever get to a place where we can travel again, and I'm traveling regularly, I'll end up getting another one of these and just throw my suitcase. So this is what is probably going to live in my computer bag when we can go places again as well. But for now, I'm just using it here in my office so I can charge two devices from a single charger. And it's really nice.
Oh, here we go. Oh, Jesus. So that is $16.99 in the US. But
there's a UK version. It's more expensive.
No, it's only $10.99 in the UK.
Oh, nice. I found a different one then. This one's 30 quid.
No, you're looking at the 65-watt one.
Yeah. Plains it then.
I'm on the 18-watt one. But it comes with a UK plug as well, a European plug. And $10.99. That's a really good buy.
That's
loving
really
that.
Nice. Oh, yeah, found it. Yeah.
Yeah, loving that. Really, really good. All I did was cut and paste, by the way.
On the UK one, can you pop the charger off so that it takes up less space. On the US one, we have the little flimsy plugs.
Yeah.
So it just folds away.
You can pop it off, but you've then got to worry about losing the thing because it looks like a proprietary connection to it.
It's probably sitting on top of the US plug. Yeah, because that's what quite often they do. The pins are still there for the US. But you get that little adaptery thing that sits on top that goes in. So you put in your Euro or, in this case, 3-pin UK one on top of it. And that gives you then the ability. So it'd be quite good for travel if that was the case.
It doesn't show anything.
Doesn't look like it.
Doesn't look it. But all you've got to do...
Looking at mine, it looks like there's where the plug goes. Like that's a piece that's modular only in the factory. And when they assemble them, they put on whatever plug it's going to have, and then that's just permanent.
Ah, shame. I've had a few of these things where you pull the bit off at the end so you can switch them around. Because I mean, I've got US and UK cables for the ends of my chargers, and when I travel places, they just simply swap the ends over, so I've got the appropriate plug for the place I go.
Yeah.
No, good pick, mate. Like that, brilliant. I'm twitching. I'm buying it, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
It's only £10. I'm sorry. I just realized I was enabling. Sorry.
That's how you get a ban, young man. Patrice.
Okay. Oh. I switched my pick. I wanted something positive this week, and the other pick would have been interesting, but also a little bit downer. I'm picking The Boys, TV show that came out last year, I think. It's about like a group of like superheroes that are not as superheroes as you would think. I mean, other than that, they have superpowers. They're kind of sleazy corporate types. Paid by like a big corporation and everything.
It's like what superheroes would be if they really existed.
Yes, most likely, yes.
I read the comic of this when it came out years ago.
Good show. 8.7 stars from out of 10 on IMDb. Great reviews all over the place. It's a very, as I said, very interesting story, and like there's obviously like a counter side, like a bunch of vigilantes that are trying to not really take them down per se, but like, yeah, make them less awful maybe. Great actors, really. I mean, it's just good story writing. It's just really a fun show, and I put it off for quite a while, and then I just watched the first episode and I was hooked, and I basically just binged it. Both seasons. It's a Prime show as far as I know, so it should be available on Prime everywhere.
Yeah, it is available over in the UK. I haven't yet got round to watching it, but I did read the comic when it came out years ago. There's a set of graphic novels, Garth Ennis and Carlos Esquerra drew it way back when. It's fantastic if you ever get a chance to have a look at it. It is based around the same idea of keeping the superheroes honest. Because some of them are abusing the Homelander particularly is abusing the power he's gotten.
Oh, yeah.
It's fantastically amusing.
Yeah.
Billy Butcher is amazing in terms of which I think Carl Urban's playing, isn't he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
amazing.
It's really fun. I mean, I'm not going to give away much, but like Homelander is a very interesting character. Like, it looks for a long time, looks like the perfect guy and superhero and everything, and like has like everything you would want from a superhero. And then that changes.
Yeah, no, the only thing I don't, this is the epitome of America. So you've got a TV show here where you use the word beginning with C that I won't even say, and it is prolific throughout this entire show. And they even get a child to say it at one point, and I am absolutely appalled at the use of the term in a TV show. It's just not necessary, and yet they won't show boobs and bums.
Well,
that's America all over. You have got your priorities seriously screwed.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, I can't argue with you on that.
No, I know.
Yeah, I mean, I have a feeling that they actually did that on purpose. But, well, it's still.
Yeah, if you've read any of the comic books, and you know, and they've been bundled together in multiple volumes, like graphic novels, That is how Billy Butcher talks all the time.
Yes.
So they could have not done that, but they left that part of Billy Butcher in.
Yeah, no, it's it just, I get that it's the character, and they've remained true to the
true to the source material,
but mm-hmm. I just think doesn't
yeah, add. But on the other hand, they definitely lightened up Black Noir.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That the character in the TV series is not nearly as dark and disturbing.
Well, he's pretty savage though, isn't he?
As it is in the comic books.
Yeah, he is pretty savage though in the shit that he pulls.
Yeah, and that's still pulled back from what he is in the comic books.
Yeah.
There were also some like really interesting things about like kind of sexism in the media, especially where Jenner or Annie has to change her outfit for everything,
mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. So it's a really good show.
Cool. I like that. My cool thing, you're gonna like this, boys. Now you know when you get like 90 degree USBs, but you can stick them in sideways.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So the USB-A and micro USB and that kind of stuff, they're 90 degrees. And actually, when you compare them to a normal USB, you've saved bugger all because just the top header on them just sticks out just as far. Well, I've got these. These are Sun Guy 90 degree micro USB. So USB-A to micro USB, and they are brilliant. $7.19 if you want two of them together in a pack, and the angle on them is 90 degrees, and the depth of them is not a lot more than just the top of the USB. They're absolutely brilliant, and the thing that's really nice about them is that the micro USB, you can put it into the port either way up, so you're not restricted to one direction or the other. So they've done this thing where it's got like a diamond end to it, which means you can shove it either way into the micro USB. They're absolutely fantastic if you've got a confined space where you want to start running USB.
Have you got lightning versions of those? Otherwise, I'll buy some.
Yeah, I don't know, actually. I haven't looked about that.
I could do with some long ones because my lot keep bending the cables over because they sit there in bed with the wire plugged into the phone, and then it's just sort of sit there permanently with the end of that thing being permanently bent at 90 degrees. It almost certainly they're toasting short period of time. So
yeah, no, they've got several lengths. They've got 2 meters, 3 foot, and 1 meter, and then 0.3. The 0.3 are quite small.
So if I need some more lightning cables, they're like a consumable product now, or else they disappear every 5 minutes.
You can search on Sun Guy, so you might be able to.
Yeah, I'll do. Yeah, I'll have a look actually.
There's a set there for USB-C as well, $7.19, same price. So that's pretty good. The USB-C, but I can't see. Doesn't seem to want to go for. You see, that's the exact problem there on that picture. You've got the actual the thing, the header. By the time you work the header out, it's actually bigger than the amount would be if you had it normally.
Mm.
USB 3 to SATA. Yeah, no. So you can get those in USB-C for the same price, though. There you go. Superb. Where can we get a hold of you, Mr. Grant?
You can get hold of me occasionally in the chat room, occasionally here, mostly here, to be fair. And also, you'll see me in the Slack room from time to time when I'm not busy. And otherwise, I'm usual things, which I'm sat here teaching people with, as you pointed out, my kettle in the background. One day I'll get a green screen and make it look posh, but no one seems to care. See, the content is more important than how it looks.
So you're at TIOABOA.
I am at TIOABOA on LinkedIn and here. And you'll find me on LinkedIn. You'll find me again on Twitter occasionally.
Which stands for turn it off and back on again.
It does indeed.
Jeffrey, where would you be?
Twitter and Instagram. I am Jake Amit, both places. The Big Show on Thursdays, the Mac show on Fridays. And I think that this continuing wave of environmental disasters here is finally letting up, so I can get back to doing other things and get actually start putting episodes out for my show.
Excellent. Good. And Patrice, where are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm here tomorrow for the Mac show every week as well, and also the big show. All the social links and everything I do, you can find at thepatrice.com and my podcast, Foodie Flashback. Yeah, it has been a little like 2 week hiatus, just too much going on, but Brett Terpstrom's episode is due this weekend. So we'll have a listen.
Super. My name's Ewan Rankin. Get me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter. You can follow the network at British Tech. Don't forget to support the sponsors, please. And if you'd like to do a donation to make sure that that he can carry on eating, he's gone through a typhoon this week in the Philippines and still produce the Daily Show. So if you do listen to the Daily Show, then please donate $5, $10, or $20 through the software through the website to keep Kyle doing that. We pay him each month to make the shows for. If you could do that, please, that would be lovely. We'll be back again tomorrow with the Mac show at 4 p.m. as normal. And then we'll be back the following week as normal as well, I think, on Thursday and Friday. I think there's a period of weeks now where it's actually fairly calm and sustained. Who'd have thought? Have a great weekend and enjoy the weather. And we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.